Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
You know, what's frustrating is the church's inability to distinguish between areas of Christian conscience and personal freedom and areas of Christian doctrine. Good morning, folks, and welcome back to Feet to the Fire. Things like whether or not you drink alcohol, whether or not you have a TV in your house, where you go on vacation, what kind of car you buy. These are simple areas of Christian conviction, but matters dealing with fundamental moral issues grounded in the Bible, things like the right to private property, the right to life, what we'd call the sanctity of life, the sanctity of property, embedded in the Ten Commandments and in biblical revelation. These things aren't subject to the whim of people's opinions and conscience. So we have to distinguish. We spoke about immigration law, and the reason immigration law is a good thing is not just because we submit to government, but because it protects the property right of citizenship. Immigration law is consistent with law and order and good government, punishing the evildoer and lawbreaker. Immigration law protects national sovereignty and borders and corporate property possession, which is consistent with the Old Testament. See the nation of Israel, where there were borders and tribes. I mean, it's absurd that we are at the point where we have to defend the idea of a country with laws. Immigration law does no ill or injustice to its neighbor as we engage in a corporate commonwealth together. Okay, so that's an explanation of immigration law, but we're not getting that in our churches. We're just getting, well, these are issues of conscience. I think not. And you know, it's interesting to note, we're lectured to by many evangelicals, especially on the left, saying, well, we can't over-politicize our pulpits. But I have a question. Haven't we been hearing ad nauseum for months from our pulpits in our churches about submitting to government and COVID restrictions? Aren't we being told all about that? And, you know, black lives do matter. So it is okay to preach politically from your pulpit. When? Oh, only when it's consistent with the liberal media narrative, the leftist narrative, the political left. When it's culturally expedient, listen, and socially acceptable, then we can preach politics in our churches. But otherwise, we have to keep our mouth shut. If we say things like Black Lives Matter, oh, we need to be good stewards of the environment, don't forget, which all that is modified whitewashed environmentalism, or pacifism, or diversity, or men shouldn't be too authoritative in the home. All of that doesn't cut against the grain of the culture, so since it's politically correct, we can say that. That's not off limits. But as soon as you sound conservative, that's off limits. You can't say it anymore, and you get arrested in the church. Verbally arrested. What I mean is you're stopped. You're silenced. And there's an inconsistency there. And I also think it's dangerous that we're allowing that kind of preaching that's in line with the culture, in line with unbelievers, acceptable, politically acceptable, correct, to unbelievers, and yet we're scared to cut against the grain. Also, Lehman gives this away in his article, because towards the end of his article, he makes this comment. He says, so with lest you think I am merely pushing back on brothers and sisters on the political right, I mean to push back on the left, right, and center. Now, so he's admitting, the tone of my letter in response to MacArthur sounds like I'm only trying to silence the right, but I'm trying to make everybody apolitical in the church. But the thing is, it doesn't work, because the only ones being told in the church not to be dogmatic and not to over-politicize our congregations and pulpits, it's only us on the right, because we're the only ones sounding the alarm, alerting everyone in a dogmatic and doctrinal way, biblically grounded way, that what is happening in the culture is wrong. We're the only ones, here's what I'm trying to say, challenging the narrative, challenging the culture. We're the only ones cutting against the grain, so we get the kickback. There's no discomfort when you preach the politically leftist party line, when you toe the line and carry water for the liberal narrative. There's no stress or persecution or difficulty involved with that. So that's why Lehman's article doesn't sound like it's criticizing the left, because no one cares about criticizing politically leftist Christians. Again, if there can even be such a thing. You know, it's noted Lehman went to a BLM rally and said that and invited his church to a BLM rally, I wonder, would he invite his congregation to a 2A Second Amendment rally? Or would that be, no, that would be too controversial. See, that's my point. It's okay to be a leftist. But no, we need to preach the unvarnished truth in our churches. In other news, one of the cops who was shot in Los Angeles was a Hispanic woman. So way to go, BLM. That happened over the weekend. And yet, talking about murder, cop killing, anti-government lawlessness, and socialist radicals like BLM, that's outside of the purview of our churches. Give me a break. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. We need to preach no matter how controversial, because that's what we're called to do in the church.